That was A.L. Kennedy on the hidden stories and hidden identities of Scotland in the last in this week's essay series, Homage to Caledonia. It was produced by Justine Willett.
This summer, dip into the BBC proms.
So much rubbish said about conducting.
Great conductors at the BBC proms.
It's not about power, it's about music making, it's musicians.
Bennett Haitink, Sir Simon Rattle, Sir Neville Mariner, and many more.
He said, but why do you stick out your behind if you want the sound to diminish? You tend to sort of duck. That was his first observation about my talent.
Next Thursday's prom features the London Symphony Orchestra chorus and soloists led by principal conductor Valery Gergiev. Join me, Petrok Trelawney, for Brahms and Janáček, live from the Royal Albert Hall on Thursday evening at 7:30.
Great conductors at the BBC Proms in HD sound for 30 days. Go to bbc.co.uk/proms.
BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock this Friday evening, and now World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks very much, Jonathan, and we're going to start out with a happy anniversary. Happy 10 years to the great English folk big band Bellowhead, who continue their year's celebrations with a new release on the legendary Island label. So, from Revival, this is Let Union Be.
Speed jolly, drive away the melancholy. 4 degrees, it is a folly when we're met together. Solomon in all his glory told each wife a different story. In our cups we'll sing him glory when we're met together. Let's union be.
Let's all our hearts be joined as one. We'll end the day as one.
Bellowhead in very fine form with a new album just out, and they'll be joining World on Three in Glasgow at the beginning of August as part of BBC at the Quay, a whole array of BBC programmes going out from the specially constructed pop-up village just outside the Beeb's Scottish HQ at Pacific Quay on the banks of the Clyde, there for the duration of the Commonwealth Games. And just passing through the city this morning, the excitement really is palpable. You know that something special is just about to kick off. So be sure to join Lopa Qatari for a great night of live music in Glasgow on the 1st of August, and head for the tickets pages of the BBC website if you fancy being there in the audience. Besides Bellowhead, there's also Welsh band Ninebach, Ullin Piper Jarlath Henderson and Acid Crofter locals Shugle Nifty. But of course, the summer is always a busy time for World on Three, and we'll be headed for Malmesbury in Wiltshire next week for the weekend wonder that is the WOMAD Festival. This year, we'll be basing ourselves at the BBC Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage, where we are, as ever, spoilt for choice. And I'm delighted that amongst the artists joining us this year on stage will be English folk singer Maz O'Connor. Her album, produced by Jim Murray, is veritably a thing of beauty. And it starts out with her setting of Awake, Awake.
Awake, awake, you drowsy sleeper. Awake, awake, it's almost day. How can you sleep so free of troubles when you have stole my heart away? Oh, hush now, hush, oh, hush, my darling, my father lies asleep next door, and round his neck a silver dagger to kill the one that I adore, and steal away with me by starlight. In deepest forests we will hide.
να βγει που με ξυπνάς όταν γλυκό και λαϊδάς. Καναρίνι μου γλυκό, σι μου πήρες το μυαλό, την αυγή που με ξυπνάς όταν γλυκό και λαϊδάς.
Another of our WOMAD guests next weekend, Chidem Aslan and friends there with Canarini, a duet with Paul Melas about a young man beguiled by the sweet song of his love, the Canarini or Canary. Maybe we'll get the whole story from Chidem from the Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage next week. Well, it's time for some live music right now on World on 3 here in the studio, where tonight's guest is London-based Syrian kanun player Maya Youssef, playing an instrument whose history goes back to the tales of the Arabian Nights and beyond. We'll find out more about Maya's music and about the kanun itself after we hear some music first, starting with a Syrian folk song, Dance of the Ladies. Maya.
Thank you.
Wow, a quite spectacular start to our session here on World on 3 in Broadcasting House, late on a Friday night, and Maya very gently placing the canoon down on the piano stool to join me over this side of the studio. What a fantastic sound. And
thank you.
It's something that's wonderful to watch as well. But first of all, can you just describe the instrument itself and
yes.
how it's put together and where it belongs to, where it sits in the kind of musical world?
Well, I'll just describe the shape of it. It's quite an awkward shape. It's it's sort of a very long sound box, and it has 78 strings tied up on both ends. And it has levers, metallic levers, which basically enabled me to control the bit whenever I lift them up and down, which is quite a trick to control. And
it's a zither with groups of strings.
Yes, they come
in
courses. Yeah, every set of three strings is a course. It's a one note. And
then the levers at one end of the strings are, yeah. I suppose, like you'd see on a concert harp with the discs that
yes.
turn and just shift the pitch slightly.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes, exactly.
And it looks incredibly complicated
yes,
to play. And
yes.
you have these wonderful plectrums.
Yes, yes. Yeah, obviously it's a sort of a ring and the stick, and the stick is made of the shell of the turtle, and you just insert it in your finger to be able to give the sound more resonance.
So one plectrum for each hand, and then
yes, and the rest is for
soft
arpeggios, like a.
So that's the soft fingers would be doing the glissandos.
Glissandos and arpeggios, and
yeah.
the small,
you also have
mild
some
effects.
Really the spectacular thing is when you go sliding up one
yeah,
string.
That's, yes.
Yeah, that's a very swoopy, very effective.
Well, thank you.
And what. When you started learning back in Damascus,
yeah.
Am I right in thinking it would be a very unusual thing for a woman to choose to play this particular instrument?
Yes. Back in history, it was quite a shift, because back in history, it was perfectly normal for a woman to play that. And then the societies became patrimonial, and basically it was something unusual for a woman to perform music. Then it became slightly acceptable where I come from for a woman to perform Western music, and it was really something very strange for a female to choose this. And I was really faced with this cultural image very, very young, when I was like 9 years old. And I wanted to learn this instrument. Basically, my family bought me a violin. And
so you were going to go down the acceptable
yes,
Western music route?
Well,
that was...
you know, they asked me, do you want a violin? And I said, okay, because I started learning solfeggio and everything when I was about 7. And then they come the time when you have to choose an instrument. And we were heading towards the Music Institute in Jisr Abyad in Damascus. And the taxi driver was playing a recording of the Qanun, and I was my heart was like singing, and I was like, okay, I want to play this. And he looked at me, he said, you're not gonna play this, you're a woman, you women don't play this instrument, my dear. And he was sort of between lovingly telling me this and between mocking me, and I was really challenged by him, and I was like, no, it's gonna happen. And that very day the head of the institute stepped in, and he said, who wants to be a Qanun student? And I, obviously, without thinking, I
could see that kind of approach would just make somebody like you more determined.
Yeah, exactly. Well, somebody called that man as the biggest influence on my career, which was quite an accurate description.
Well, we started off with some traditional music there, but I know that you're going to carry on just now with one of your own compositions. Just
yes.
tell me a little bit about this before you head back over.
It's called Stranger. Everybody feel like a stranger, and this is something when you are alone, completely alone, even whenever you're in a room full of people, you feel like a stranger.
And And your music and your approach when you're writing for the canoon, is it tapping into very specific traditional roots, or do you find that when you're writing your own stuff that you can break the rules a little?
Yeah, I mean, there was one, you can always break the rules. There was one piece I wrote called Too Many Questions, which I wrote it using techniques where I break the rules. So I was determined in choosing these very specific things which I was not supposed to do, which my teacher in my very class told me not to. I'm not going to play for you today, unfortunately. But yeah, so, but always you're rooted in your own traditional. These sounds are in your blood. You were brought up with them, and you can't really.
Before my producer gives me a row for asking too many questions, I think you better go head over to the other side of the studio, and we'll hear now from Maya Youssef, and this is Gharib, or Stranger. A virtuosic display there from Maya Youssef, our studio guest tonight on Chanoun, and more to come from her a little later on. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, where we've been making a virtual musical tour of the Commonwealth in the run-up to the Games in Glasgow, the result being our Commonwealth Connections features on special musical traditions from around the world and home turf heritage tracks picked out by artists and sporting hopefuls, often with a special story behind the selection. So, tonight's heritage track comes from Cameroon and weightlifter Vanatius Ndju, who shared his choice via a computer at his training camp back home before he headed for Glasgow. As well as varied tribal traditions, Cameroon was divided in colonial times between Britain and France, but we can say that the country is united behind the choice of artist in tonight's track. Saxophonist Manu Dibango brought the sound of Cameroon to the world, but also kind of brought a bit of the world back into Cameroon, creating a glorious fusion of African funk and jazz. And it's against this particular background that Vanatius shares his hopes for the competition and how music fits into it. Africa Boogie.
My name is Vanatius Ndju. I'm from the northwest region of Cameroon. I compete in the 69 kilogram category weightlifting. In 2009 in Uganda, Kampala, was an African senior gold medalist in the 69 kilograms. Then at the African Weightlifting Championship, I was also the African champion. Show. Oh, for me, it is a very, very big pleasure for me to always see my national anthem be sung in a very big competition. It's a pleasure for me, it's an honor for me to always represent my country and to win medals for my country. When I train, I always train with music. And when we travel, I always travel with makossa, mostly our Cameroonian music. There's also petit pays that I like most. There's Igonyame, there's Bendika, there's Ndiala Root, there's Papillon. There are many makossa stars in our country. So I love listening to their music. I love listening to Cameroon's culture. Oh, Manu Dibango is somebody that has exposed Cameroon culture in the international level, and he has shown many good examples to the young musicians in our country. He's a very respectable man in the world and in our country, Cameroon, and he's our ambassador of culture in our country. The song is called African Boogie. Now when the magic of Africa boogie gets you, you should in Africa. Africa boogie. I'm coming to Glasgow to really represent my country and to lift high the flag of my country, Cameroon, to win a gold medal. I'll be very happy to hear the anthem of my country to be played at our competition venue because of me. We'll be right back.
Well, good luck to Venatius and Jew. A warm welcome awaiting him in Glasgow for sure at the Games. Certainly if the excitement of some of the Games volunteers I've been meeting in the past few days is anything to go by. And you can listen again to his heritage track online at the Radio 3 website, where you can find all the Commonwealth Connections features to date, as well as blogs, picture galleries and clips from our producers' travels around the Commonwealth. Or if you're an insomniac like myself, you can come across them too on the World Services Outlook programme. This is Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, where the focus next is not so much on musicians as the place where their music is captured. If Havana has its Egrem and Peter Gabriel his real world, for Bamako and Mali, it's Bogolan, the studios that take their name from the mud cloth that's become a real symbol of Malian culture. The recording roster there over the years is mighty, from giants of the West African music scene, Ali Farka Touré, Salif Keita, Toumani Djibati, to Western stars like Damon Albarn and Björk. But this new RAS Records collection of Malian all-stars also makes room for less well-known names such as Nampi Sadio, singing and playing the praises here of a disabled children's unit in the capital. Thank you. The sounds of music and surroundings taking you instantly there. The Tuareg twist to the electric guitar and the raw, gutsy setting of Mudu Uld Matalia's music. And it features on a new rough guide to the Sahara, of course, with music in there from right across the continent, from Mauritania to Etran Finatawa's Niger and on to Egypt and the godfather of Nubian music, Ali Hassan Kuban. Epic music journeys, right in fashion, it would seem.
My name is Chris Brown. I run the 400 meters for Bahamas.
My name is Hafsatu Kamara, and I'm a sprinter for Sierra Leone.
My name is Nyambui Suleiman Mjaya. I'm originally from Tanzania.
53 countries in 26 weeks, from Antigua to Zambia.
We are sitting in Namibia in the thick bush. There are no noises or rushing.
Music is the sweetest thing in life.
Join us as we count down to the Commonwealth Games with specially recorded music and interviews from each Commonwealth country. For the world at your fingertips, subscribe to the BBC Radio 3 Commonwealth Connections podcast at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
What a resource that's built up over the past few months with the Commonwealth Connections. And the journey continues tonight in Zambia, 7 kilometres from the World Heritage Site of Victoria Falls. In the southern province lies the rural Mukuni village, the main village of the Mukuni chiefdom. It was founded in the 13th century by the Lea tribal matriarch, and it's presided over today by both a male and a female leader. The Lea people keep alive their heritage in very simple surroundings with dancing, singing and drumming for particular occasions and to communicate specific messages. You're going to hear here a traditional brewing dance from the women of the village and some gorgeous singing from the students at the secondary school in Mukuni village, all introduced by the chief, King Mukuni.
Well, normally music delivers messages, calls for messages, calls for, you know, for unity. You may think people are just singing, no. Actually, they're delivering some messages. That's the importance of music. Well, the village itself was founded in the 13th century by the Chirea dynasty, but around the 1750 came a male ruler from Congo to come and take up residence here. So they said, let's rule in unison. The woman was in charge of land distribution and so on in the rituals, she was responsible for the ceremonies and so on. The male ruler was charged with the warfare, politics, judiciary, that's how it is. And today, every village has got 2 rulers, a woman and a male ruler. And throughout the kingdom, the women, through the matriarch's line, they constitute what would be, in modern governance, parliament. And the males, they have a prime minister, they are the civil service. So the females actually determine the norms of the tribe. So the men actually implement what the women have decided.
This group of women here you are seeing singing, it is not just music per se. Well, to us in Africa or in Zambia in particular, music has got a meaning. So these women you are seeing here pounding, they are pounding grains. As you may be aware that to us here in Africa we don't have machinery. This is the part of machinery we have been given by God, and after pounding, these grains you see, they blew beer. Then that beer is also being drank during the appreciation of the good harvesting. So come one, come all, we calling you to Mukuni Palace. Come in numbers, come and see by yourselves. Come and see by yourself, guys. You see the participation of women. Now we are going to another stage. This is the second stage. Again, it's a very interesting one. You see these ladies going to the sides. Now they are calling for the wind. The wind also will learn to separate the grains from the poundings. Those wastes will be blown out of the wind. As you are seeing that lady taking a siva there, dancing majestically, the Lion King of the Victoria Falls. The village is located 5 kilometers away from the falls. Immediately at this place, you are seeing the Victoria Falls. Come one, come all.
My name's Joshua Mumba. This is my group, Mukuni Shining Stars Choir. We sing songs, we compose our own songs, and there are songs that we sing talking about the living of nowadays, the generation of nowadays. The song we are about to sing is a Lerija song.
Jehovah twaloba kamba kabushinguni shikata masiku imulume ula kamba ukwa mwimba mwipeku peku Jehovah twaloba.
I live in this village because of my parents, of our parents who are, because it's where we are born. So this is why we live in this village.
Are you happy here?
Yeah, we are happy, very much. In the choir, we have four parts or four tunes. The girls, they're grade nines. Then the boys, they're grade tens. And they are our age, they are 16, 15, 14, 12.
We are driving from the comprehensive school now, going to connect from the Palace Road, the T Junction Road, which will lead us to the Victoria Falls. Mr. Crispin Mtanuka.
I born 1931.
He was born in 1931.
Now I got 83 years. We call Silimba.
Silimba.
Silimba, this is Silimba. I play for individual dancing for the Chief Mkuni. Yeah, I'm go there. He take me here, he take me there.
Mm-hmm.
besides just playing a xylophone, he also does a witch doctor practice, where he can normally eat fire, and you are able even to put soil in his eyes, and while he's dancing, others playing drums, he can sleep underneath. You can bring a pounding pot, then you can start pounding on top of his stomach, and that he can perform as well.
Thanks to Lindsay Pell for producing that Zambian Commonwealth connection. And remember, you can listen to all the connections and subscribe to the podcast by heading for the Radio 3 website and following the links to World on 3. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy, and we are on BBC Radio 3 with World on 3. Next week, we'll be Wiltshire bound for the world music extravaganza that is WOMAD. Our Radio 3 presence is this year on the Radio 3 Charlie Gillett stage within the main arena of the festival. And amongst the guests on stage will be a woman making a return visit to the festival. Her last trip was as part of her family band, but this year, Cajun Queen Anne Savoie is back with an all-gal affair. The Magnolia sisters delve into the Louisiana and Texan archives that are a passion for each of the quartet and breathe new life into some great songs and tunes. And amongst them is this cute French version of one of Lead Belly's most famous songs, made famous by the Beach Boys, but here the cotton fields become Les Clos de Coton.
Des enveloppes de pain dans les clos, coton des îles de pain. Quand j'étais une petite fille, ma maman m'a bercé dans ses bras, dans les clos, coton des îles de pain.
It's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Jesus died to save our sin.
Glory to God, we're going to meet him again.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Yes, yeah, A, B, C, double X, Y, Z.
Cats in the couple, but they can't see me.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
I may be right and I may be wrong.
No, you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Yes, A, B, C, double X, Y, Z.
Cats in the couple, but they can't see me.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Uh-huh. Jesus died to save our sin.
Glory to God, we're going to meet him again.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
I may be right and I may be wrong.
No, you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Jesus died to save our sin.
Glory to God, we're going to meet him again.
On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. On the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. On the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Wow, that is just completely glorious. From the Magnolias francophone Leadbelly cover to the man himself, you heard him with the Golden Jubilee Quartet, one of the most successful of the black close harmony groups of the mid-20th century. And it appears on one of Rhythm and Blues label's lovingly compiled R&B compilations. This Rhythm and Blues... Rhythm and Blues, I should say, chronology focuses on the very early 40s and the different elements and genres that were quite separate still at that point, but that were going to distill down into what became known as R&B in the post-war years. And since we're on about French Leadbelly covers, Rock Island Line was also covered in the 80s later on by Manu Chao in his Mano Negra days. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, returning to the English folk world now, and another beautiful offering from a singer I've really enjoyed watching live as husband and wife duo with James Fagan. Nancy Kerr takes the lead role here, though, with her solo album Sweet Visitor. All her own songs, though thoroughly steeped in the tradition. Have a listen to this one, Where Jacarandas Grow.
I met my love in sweet October, her beauty it did shine. The bushy bait to bloom all over and creeks to run like wine. So bright the flames and the jacarandas clad in the leaves of spring. There we did talk and take a walk where magpies sweetly sing. As we did join ascendant voices so ardently we sang. The rain did fall like tears around us and thunder loudly rang. What ails, my lover, why do you fearful grow? Let fear with love love be put asunder and prove its overthrow. A league abroad, poor souls are calling to set their children free. And daughters, sons, fathers and mothers are cast into the sea. Upon a storm that beats our waters, and may we never know such winds of fear that blew them here where jacarandas grow.
real straight down the line stuff. I think you can tell when musicians have honed their craft playing for dancing. It's got just the right swing or ballast to it. Liz Giddings on fiddle and Roger Digby on Anglo concertina. And the album, The Passing Moment, produced by Radio 3's own Martin Appleby. Before that, Nancy Kerr, and she'll be joining us for a live World on 3 session in August. Back to tonight's session then, and time to welcome back Syrian Chanoun player Maya Youssef. And she's going to carry on with an Ottoman dance this time, Çeçem Kizi, the dance of the Chechen lady. Beautiful Maya Youssef playing Chanoun for us live here in the Broadcasting House studios late on a Friday night and for World on 3, and quite inspiring music to be listening to at this time of night, Maya. And you're taking the music quite exciting places in the weeks and months to come. A special performance, first of all, in coming up the beginning of August.
Yes, yes. I'm delighted to be performing at the Proms, which is the BBC Proms late ones, on 2nd of August. It's going to be featuring the instrument with a bit of solo pieces, and there'll be a special collaboration with Colgate Palmer on Indian tabla and Adam Oscar Story on double bass, bringing his Aboriginal Australian touches. So it's going to be an exciting night.
And thinking of collaborations as well, you were talking a little earlier before the programme started about some amazing work that you're doing with the delightfully named Oily Cart.
Yes, yes.
Company. Yeah. Tell me about that, because that's a project very close to your heart, I think.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Among all of the things, you know, you do performances and workshops and everything, but this is something very dear and very touching because this is a company which directs its work to... children on the autistic spectrum and children with mental disabilities, and believing in them and dedicating the very best to them. And me being the co-arranger and the co-composer with BBC Radio 3's own Max Reinhardt, who's the musical director of Audio Carta and the upcoming play The Bounce. And I have seen the amazing transformations. Every play is 20 minutes, but you see a shift on every kid when he enters the room and when he leaves the room. You can see a quite we have seen quite drastic things. I mean, some of the kids, they don't, because of the mental disabilities, they don't give any interaction. They don't, they're being fed and everything closed and taken care of, but there's no human communication, if you say so. And when they open up and they start giggling and looking at you and as if they're talking to you, it's so, so precious. And
for children like that, that is a major step forward.
It is, absolutely, yeah. absolutely. And being so close and seeing that, it's a gift to me.
Now, we can't speak to a Syrian musician on a programme like World on Three without talking a little about what it must be like to be observing events back home from the diaspora. And I think this project is actually going to lead on to something that comes very close to home for you.
Yes, absolutely. Because this is the very project, because, you know, you ask yourself every day what you can do. I mean, you can perform in fundraising events and you can do what else you can do. You can't go there and be with them. But this is something, when I saw that girl that day when she opened up on the trampoline, she was closed and she was not giving, she was quite sad. There was very, very heartbreaking sadness in her eyes, and when she walked off the room, there were twinkles in her eyes. And then I thought, oh gosh, what if I can bring something similar to Syrian children? So that's why I decided to go on with my PhD project to research the effect of music on Syrian children at the refugee camps, because, you know, this is the generation which we really have to give them very special attention. They're going through so much, and we need to give them something beautiful, something anything you can.
And as you were saying, the constant impact is just layer upon layer of trauma, and just having to peel it back little at a time.
Yes.
And these little steps become big ones.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us, Maya. It's been
my pleasure.
Real pleasure. Just very quickly introduce us to this last piece of music, and then we'll let you.
The very last one is called Wave, but I like to call it The Sea Inside.
Maya, thank you very much.
Thank you for having
me. I'll let you head over there. And if you want to find out a little more about Maya's music, you can head for our website. And of course, also check out the BBC Proms website for that Late Night Plus performance and all the other proms running through the summer. Maya. Maya Youssef playing live for us here on World on 3. Thanks so much for being with us once more, Maya. So let's head to the far north of Scotland and Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout with the Scottish Ensemble from their new release, Sea Vagars. The title comes from the double concerto written for them by composer Sally Beamish, but they've also taken the opportunity of working with the strings to create another new work and another wave connection here. This time, the Mother Wave, inspired by a kind of marine anomaly in Shetland where one particular wave always runs to shore, no matter the time or tide.
Thank you.
Shetland's Mother Wave, the companion suite to Sally Beamish's Sea Vagars by Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and we're going to return to Mali one more time tonight for another track from that Mali All Stars collection, celebrating the music that's emerged from the famous Bogolan studios in Bamako. Mandikalu is a band that could be considered something of a supergroup, drawing together generations of artists descended from the dynastic musicians and historians, the griots. This is a spectacular vocal display from Kandia Kuyate and Kasimadi Diabati in a glorious 11-minute long interpretation of the iconic tale of Mali Sadio, one that turns up in many versions, but always with the relationship between a young woman and a hippopotamus at its heart.
Thank you. Daka jube manisa jo dali ma bete. Kora jube manisa jo. Daka jube.
Alla vena fa maligni ni la gi Donga baga joyo wajo beza. Yebere na bunu goba mire devya wala. Na na la la vadisa yo. Foro bago joya. Kani yo ma fila o. Avalisa.
Mandy Kalu and the Legend of Mali Sadio, part of the showcase release on RAS Records of music from the Bogolan Studios in Bamako. And since stratospheric voices were on my mind listening to that, here's something from home. Robert Robertson. He's become, in a short space of time, one of the integral elements of the sound of Skippinish, the dance band who've gone on to become a veritable West Coast music empire. Robert grabbed folks' attention this year when he won the top award, the gold medal, at Gaeldom's National Mod. It's a bit like the Eisteddfod, but that's kind of rarefied settings for listening to a voice like this. Here's where he's at his best.
Ashling kinyerling foyal, kyal and stuart is me for vran. Nual and truach shefam oyar, nach ilum lare chaling echor. To look at how the talk out of foul, a can of us moldways more grand. Through Chachlia and Quan and Yah.
Skip and Ish from their new album Western Ocean, celebrating on their home island of Tiree this weekend with the music festival there, one of two big, big festivals on the Western seaboard over the next couple of days. I emerged just about unscathed from the Hebridean Celtic in Lewis in the early hours of yesterday morning to make it down for World on 3. Thanks to all up there and to all on World on 3 tonight. Be sure to join us next week for World on 3 and other programmes across the weekend on Radio 3 when we'll be at WOMAD. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with a taste of next week's Commonwealth Connection from India. Kala Ramnath, one of the leading Hindustani musicians of her generation, born into a dynasty of violin players. From her home in Mumbai, Kala here demonstrates just how closely the violin is modelled on the human voice. Good night. Kala Ramnath singing out on her violin from the intimate setting of her home in Mumbai. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A recent concert from Wellington in New Zealand to set us on our way tonight. The Hong Kong-born conductor Perry So with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Later on in the Yellow River Concerto and Beethoven's No. 6, the Pastoral Symphony. First of all, soprano Jenny Wallerman is with them for music by New Zealand's own Ross Harris, born in 1945, and this is his song cycle The Floating Bride, The Crimson Village, a setting of 11 poems by the New Zealand writer Vincent O'Sullivan, inspired by the equally colourful paintings of Marc Chagall. This opening song, A Rooster is Walking in the Bluest Night.